High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right, everyone. Welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so excited that you're here, and I'm so excited that I actually have another special guest that I am interviewing, Amanda Scott. And you guys know how this works, right? That we always play music and we always kind of set the vibe. And I always ask my special guests, what's your favorite song? And so Amanda picked this song and I was like listening to it. I'm like, this is totally my jam. I'm totally going to make up choreography to this. So with that, we're going to play this song. It's called Woo by Wande. Or I don't know how you say it. Totally my jam, hip hop rap. And you can jam whatever you want. And we're going to talk about some really high vibe topics and interview this high vibe mama here. I'm excited. Oh, I love this so much.
In the car on the way to school in the morning.
Yes.
Not argue.
No, it's like after, it's like Mickey Mouse, and then after they get out of the car, then it's like, you know. Right? All right. We are ready. All right, we have got the tone. Are you guys feeling it? So anyway, thank you so much, Amanda, for agreeing to be on my podcast. They always say, like, write down your dream 100. And you were like one of the first ones that I wrote down of like, I really want to interview Amanda Scott on my podcast. So thank you for saying yes. And thank you for agreeing to be on my podcast. You're awesome. So
thank you. The same way about you.
All right. So basically what I've been doing this whole month is I'm focusing on people not just hearing my voice, but people hearing other mamas' voices that live in the natural living paradigm and just getting tips and tricks. And so I have some questions that I'm going to ask you. And I'm open to where this conversation goes. It doesn't have to like go specifically how I say it's going to go. I'm open to it. And so, I guess just tell us about yourself first. Where you live, just kind of a little bit about yourself. So, the audience can get to know you.
I am in South Carolina. I have moved a little bit of everywhere in South Carolina, I feel, but I am most definitely a South Carolinian. I love it here. I feel like our state is awesome. I am also a mom of five. That happened unexpectedly because I never had a specific number of children that we were going to have, and it just, happened. So anyway, my oldest is 8 and my youngest is 18 months, so I'm definitely busy, but I like being busy when it involves things that are, meaningful to me and are also helping other people at the same time. So, this whole holistic lifestyle really changed my life, and I really lead my life every day with intention to help other people make healthier choices and just to, you know, understand that we can do this because it's not something that we're even taught as an option.
Right. So in this journey that you have, you know, been in this holistic paradigm or natural living, tell us, can you kind of take us back and tell us like where it started, or like, wasn't an event? Was it over time? Was it some, you know, thing that happened? Or kind of just take us back and tell us like how you got into it and what kind of got you down this path.
Well, I, like I said, I'm from the South and everything down here is fried, Southern buffet, comfort foods, you know, like it is not necessarily the representation of, you know, what health is. And so growing up, my parents have both always been very sickly with different things. My dad had prostate cancer, he had diabetes, and he would often joke about how he was going to do whatever the hell he wanted to. That's just who he was. Like, right. You don't tell me what to eat, I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat, even though I'm a diabetic. And my mom had breast cancer and leukemia, was diagnosed with both of those when I was at around 7. And then from there, it's just had, you know, one after the other health issues. So I have seen from them, my parents specifically, you know, what can happen with your health and how it can really deteriorate you. And so when I was in high school, I started living an extremely unhealthy lifestyle. I was really smart. I always tested well. I could go to whatever college I wanted to when I got to that point, but I was very involved with a party lifestyle. I wanted to go out every night. I had a fake ID. I drank every single night. I smoked every single night, and then I hit up Hardee's or McDonald's. And that trend, you know, went on throughout my college years. And really until I met my husband, I was at a point where I had gotten, you know, on birth control, because that's just something that we're told as women that we should do, you know, when we become a teenager. So right. I was on birth control, and then I got on antidepressants because I was depressed. And you know, I had no clue that it was the things that I was doing, the way I was living my life, that was really making that worse. And I gained a bunch of weight. And honestly, my health journey started because I couldn't fit into clothes anymore. Like I gained 60 plus pounds. I didn't know who I was, and I didn't like that on the outside. I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. And so I just decided to start walking. That was my first change that I made. And, you know, I started changing things along and along. I started eating healthier, like actually not going through a drive-through and actually eating, you know, nutritious foods. And then I met my husband, and he's a chiropractor, and he started, you know, adjusting me. And when your body, when your spine is actually in the proper alignment, your, you know, it can send the signals out to every nerve, every organ, every part of your body, and your body can actually work like it was designed to. So, you know, weight started coming off. I started feeling better. I started wanting to learn more because I started seeing changes. You know, I came off of my antidepressant, my birth control, and
wow, awesome.
I just started living different. And I just started making choices, changes. Like first it was perfume because I started getting headaches from perfume, you know, and then it was laundry. And then
I remember that. Do you remember how hard it was to give up perfume? Like that was super hard for me. I had like 50 bottles of perfume and like Bath and Body Works and stuff. And then, you know, I used to have headaches really bad. And then, so let me tell you this, me and Matt have a lot in common. My husband's a chiropractor too. We both have 5 kids. So we're like soul online sisters. We have a lot in common. And yeah, when my husband's like, oh, this is why like you're having these headaches, I'm like, really? Like I have to give up this smell, you know? And now obviously we know like essential oils are a great thing, but I don't know. It was kind of hard to give up the perfume, don't you think?
It was, but now that I don't use it and I use oils, like anytime anyone's ever around me, I'm like, I can't breathe. What is happening?
Yeah,
please
same.
Go away. Like I can't stand the smell because my body is just not used to it anymore. But it, you know, once you come out of it, I feel like you're through that experience, you're able to then use that and move forward. And that's what I found out a lot about health is like my experience, my journey with it helps me appreciate what I now know.
Exactly. And what you now have in your blessings, of course. Okay. So, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but, like how has this impacted your life? Like in a positive way, like what has been the trajectory and the impact of it, of going down this path of more natural living?
Well, I'm not an alcoholic.
So that's amazing.
And I really was binge drinking every night, and I was looking for life in a party. And I've learned, like, now I'm the exact opposite. My friends will try and get me to go out to dinner, and I'm like, I don't know. I really like my house. I really like this in my space and what I've built, you know. I feel like my whole view is just completely different. Like, none of that stuff is important to me. You know, I really don't eat fast food anymore. And that used to be the only thing that I ate, because now if I eat it, because my body's so used to, you know, fresh foods, I get sick. And so it's not fun for me. Same with alcohol. If I, you know, drink more than a drink, I don't feel good. And I have got 5 kids to run around after. I don't want to not feel good for a whole day just because I decided to drink the night before. So I feel like just a higher quality of life that I had no clue existed. And anytime I get a cold, or, you know, I've had the flu, I've had, you know, different things, I thank God for my health, because it just reminds me, like, this is what I could feel like every single day. And I'm just so glad that that's not my everyday.
Exactly. I love that you said that. So, another question I want to ask is, what do you think the misconceptions are, or how do you think that, well, I don't know, what are the misconceptions you think that are about, like our way of living, or like just natural moms in general? Like, you know, do we wear tinfoil hats and dig holes in the ground and bury ourselves and come alive the next, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's it. Like, you know, because we're not mainstream, because we're not doing what we used to do, you know, what the TV tells you to do, or the radio, or whatever, people want to make you feel weird and make you feel a certain type of way. And I don't feel that. I honestly feel like the other people are weird. Like, I wish that I could teach you this, because that is so weird to me. That doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I always feel like too, you don't know how good you can feel, or how good like your health can be, you know, like you don't have to suffer. You don't have to, like, there is like a better way, is kind of how I feel as well. So yeah. So keep going.
No, I agree with that. And it's really hard, you know, like my parents are a prime example. As much as I wish that I could, you know, communicate this to my mom, she has lived a life of nothing but doctors. So to her, their word is gold, you know, and period, it doesn't matter. I explained to her, I'm like, how long have you gone to that doctor? Man, he's made a lot of money off of you. Have you gotten healthier?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing. You know, so people think that it's weird, but it's not. Like, you can feel great. You can, you know, have the energy that you need to play with your kids. You don't have to be overweight if you don't want to be. You don't have to, you know, have headaches every day. Your skin doesn't have to have rashes all over it all the time because it's reacting to what you're using. You know, you can have that higher quality of life, and we're fun. Like, I feel like my life is fun.
Exactly.
I like my life.
We're normal, right?
I'm boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wear working socks. Like,
I know. Right on, girl. So this is actually one of the questions when I was asking my followers, like, hey, what's some of the questions you want me to ask the moms? And so this is something I didn't ask my last interview. But having said that, the misconceptions, how do you deal with maybe friends and even close family members, or really, really close family members that don't keep that boundary when it comes to feeling a certain way about health choices or just this lifestyle in general? Like, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, when I first started my health journey, I was very loud and proud about it. And like, if you don't do this, you're crazy. And I know that I ruffled a lot of feathers with that. Like, I know that I did. And my approach was not what it should be. And I sounded like a know-it-all. And I can see looking back how that was offensive and I should have worded it better. And so, you know, this is like coming up on 10 years into my health journey. And now those people that I knew then that I really wish that I could have connected with, now they're starting to understand a health journey, you know, and like why it's important now. Mm-hmm. And it's taken them 10 years. And they've come into it really, you know, on their own. Like, I honestly feel like people have to be ready for it to be able to, like, you know, go for it. And nothing that you can do or say is going to get them to understand. You could be the ripest, juiciest peach out there and someone's going to hate peaches, right? Exactly. It doesn't matter if you word it perfectly. If they're not open to hearing it, they're not going to hear it. But I think giving people grace, like wording it in a way that you would want to be talked to.
Totally.
And if someone doesn't want to listen, don't let it bother you. It's, you know, you're going to live your life however you're going to live your life. You're an adult. You're grown up. You can do that. Like, you know, if parents aren't respecting boundaries with kids or whatever, they don't need to go over there. Like, I've set hard boundaries with my in-laws when we live right down the road from them, would want to feed my kids junk and send them back sugared up. And I'm like, I'm just not going to send my kids to your house.
Yes.
That's my answer. So you can respect my boundary, or my children cannot go to your house. And it's the same thing with school, you know, or the ball field. I took my kids to the ball field the other night, and this woman came up to me and she was like, I saw your daughter with a cheese tray with, you know, different fruits on it. And I knew that was Amanda Scott's daughter because she wasn't eating Doritos. And I'm like,
right on. That's a win.
You can say about me, I'm okay. Like, I don't care. And, you know, people are starting to make changes. Like, at my children's school, they just bought diffusers to put in all the rooms because I worded it in a nice way. Like, hey, my children are extremely, you know, sensitive to wall plug-ins, so please take them out. And then I sent them literature about what's really in wall plug-ins. And I went that route. So sometimes people are going to get it based on how you present it, but then sometimes they're not. So just don't worry about it.
I love that. And, you know, I know that we can all work on that, right? Because I always say, like, I sometimes speak in my lower self and then I, like, speak in my higher self where I'm, like, coming to Jesus, you know? And we've all had those moments where we're very passionate about something and we post on Facebook and, you know what I mean? We, I guess, offend or, you know, whatever happens. But I love that. I love that you said that, have grace, because I think everyone deserves that, right? Whatever path they're on, because everyone's got to start somewhere, right?
And social media is not your diary. If you see something that's really funny, but like could really hurt, you know, someone that's this close to you, why would you want to post that? You would never say that to their face. Don't hide and behind a computer and say it. Keep that to yourself. You know, it can be something that makes you laugh or whatever, but don't post it on the internet.
Totally. I love that. And I know that I can be a little savage more than others. My savage self can come out a lot, but then, you know, I always say it's like the lion and the angel, and then they have to like come and, you know, be present with
for
each
sure.
other.
My husband is totally my filter. He'll call me out. He'll send me a message and he's like, you can't post that. You need to take that down. he's like, no, that's too much. You got to take that down. But, you know, I own multiple businesses now, and that's just that level of professionalism that I want to keep there.
Yeah. Maybe I need my husband's like gritting me on. He's like, yeah, that was so good. That was so good. So maybe he needs to be like, hey, maybe you should say it. And I always try and say it in a way that's educational, but I know that sometimes that it's still offensive to people. And like you said, regardless of how you say it, sometimes people aren't just ready for it, or they're so embedded with their truth that when you question it, it's like, you know, you're hitting a wall with them. So I also feel like, since this is a question that I get, is that I feel like just setting up the boundary in general is like when you're at a family event, I know for us, we're like, okay, this and topic is not a topic of conversation why we're here, because we know that if this conversation keeps going, that we're going to hurt family relationships, that this is probably not going to go somewhere good. So I would say too, just to set up the boundary beforehand, like, hey, this conversation kind of gets a little ruffled. Let's talk about something that we both love. Maybe it's yoga. Maybe it's, you know, the things we feed our kids for breakfast or like different mom ideas instead of talking about like, you know, things that can get people's emotions riled up and you know that they feel like certain ways about something. So that would be my advice as well. Okay, so this question can go anywhere, but what's your current take on the state of the world with health right now?
I don't feel like there...
or there is no state of health.
Yeah, I don't feel like there is a state of health. I feel like there is a state of making money off of us because we are unhealthy. And so there will never be any national media coverage telling us to go for walks, telling us to eat less processed foods, telling us to, you know, go outside. Like this, we've had a whole year, people, to say, go sit outside for 20 minutes a day and look what that'll do to your immune system. No one has ever said that. So, I mean, it's disappointing, but I'm not shocked by it. I feel like the way that this is corporate America. It is all about making money. And if we are sick, and I'm using my parents as a reference on this, if we're sick, they make so much money. And if we are healed, they don't make money because we don't go back to their office. You know, in South Carolina, you cannot practice as a naturopathic doctor right now. And I stand firm in saying that the reason why is because they were healing too many people here. And they didn't
really
like that.
I didn't know that. When did they pass that?
It's been like that because I was going to go to school to become a naturopathic doctor. And I looked it up and I'm like, well, I can't practice in South Carolina.
Oh my
goodness.
Because
they are not allowing that right now. They're, you know, you can do that in North Carolina, which is surprising because their governor shuts a lot of stuff down, but you can't do it in South Carolina.
Wow.
So I don't feel like there has been anything health wise in the last year that is beneficial for us that has been said on national coverage, TV, newspapers, nothing.
Okay, so having said that, what do you feel like are some steps with the current state of the world and health that we can do to stay empowered and to, tell me some of your takeaways of like moms that are listening, maybe just starting their journey or moms maybe that are in their journey. Like, what would you say are some takeaways or things that they can do with our current state that we're in? Because I know sometimes it can be overwhelming, right? And we don't want to be overwhelmed. And like you said in the beginning, I love how you said it's so simple, right? It really is simple. It's just over time. So tell us your takeaways.
So first thing is to turn off the TV. Don't
love that.
Don't watch any news, right? Like, you know, unsubscribe from your newspapers, whatever gets sent to your house that has news stuff in it. Just don't look at it ever again. That right there will change so much
yes.
for you. The second thing would be to pick something and start there. So for me, I felt comfortable that I could go walking every day. And I didn't walk like 17 miles. I walked a mile and I listened to a podcast or an audiobook while I did it. And that's free. Everyone can do that. You can go for a walk outside. You can put your babies in a stroller, wear them, whatever you need to do, and they can go with you. I have changed so many of my bad moods being at home with, you know, small children and feeling frustrated by going on a walk. And you're probably going to get them to fall asleep if you time it the right time, you know, so win. And you get to listen to a book. So that right there is something that I would really lean into, you know, going for a walk, getting some sort of exercise in. Now I practice yoga. I go to yoga 5 to 6 times a week. And honestly, that 1 hour by myself where I'm not thinking about anything, where I'm not thinking about work, I'm not thinking about kids, I'm not thinking about what I have to cook for dinner, nothing. If I do, I fall over, right? I lose my balance. So it helps me just be in that moment. And honestly, I pray the whole time that I do it. So I'm in there, you know, talking with the big man upstairs. And I say that as secondary because I don't want to just list things that cost money, right? Like, obviously, if you have the means, please go get chiropractic adjustments. That will greatly change your health. If that's not something in your budget right now, I totally understand that. And honestly, start looking at resources that are outside of mainstream, because in my opinion, mainstream is more of like just one medical model that is a one size fits all in all situations. And that's not the reality that we're in. It is not one size fits all. Health is not one size fits all. You're not going to find like one answer. Your answer is not, you know, an antibiotic every time you go to the doctor. It's just not. And it could be anything. You know, you could have health reactions to foods. We have so many health food sensitivities now because of what's in our foods and what's being sprayed on our foods and what our foods are being grown in. So, you know, you could go that route with your foods. You could go a completely different route, but whatever it is, pick something, start there, and be excited. Like, if you stop using plastic in your kitchen and you swap everything out to glass, that's a big step. Like, congratulations.
Yes.
Pat yourself on the back. Like, have a little party, you know? So whatever steps you're doing, just focus on that one thing and then really celebrate it, because it is a big step.
I love how you said that, to celebrate it, you know, and I know that you advocate too for non-toxic ingredients. And I think that's a way people can start as well, is just start reading ingredients on the back of food labels and, you know, products. And that's a great place to start, you know, and just switching stuff out as you get rid of it. Right. Or like, you're like, oh, okay, this is my last Bath and Body Works. Okay. I'm going to switch it to something else. Right. That's a little bit more cleaner and non-toxic. So, I love that. I love that you said that. And I'm so grateful for your time. Those are all the questions that I had. And I think that you kind of nailed it like right on the head. I'm just so grateful that you were able to be on my podcast. Is there anything else that you want to, as like a last, thing or message to moms or anything like that before, we go?
Well, you know, I do want to share one more thing to moms. Something that I've also learned, and you can attest to this too, is when you're pregnant and you start going to see a doctor, things are presented to you in that one way, that one medical way. And what I've found is I conformed a lot to fit that. And I felt very uncomfortable with my first child because I felt like, well, that's my doctor, you know, he knows. And we have this innate sense in us that God gave to us as women. And it honestly, that just gave me chills saying it because we're just awesome. Yeah. And we are women for a reason. And you innately in your mind know what's best for you and know what's best for your baby. And unfortunately, we've been pulled away from that. And so when you start taking your power back, and you can do it little by little, but when you start feeling off about something, lean into that, learn more and explore it, because 9 times out of 10 is something that you innately know that you want to do, or, you know, that is best for you and your baby, your body, but you're being told something else. So we're going to conform to the world versus innate, you know, our innate senses. So that is something that I do want to share with moms, is that you're not crazy. You know, innately.
Yes. Trust your intuition. Well, I love that. What a great message to leave off with Amanda, just to trust our mama's intuition, because we are so powerful. So again, thank you so much, Amanda, for taking your time out of your busy schedule to, connect and just to bring value to this space. And you're such a high vibe mama. So I just so appreciate you guys. And yeah, we will see you guys on the next podcast.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.